Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily, Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Of course, our YouTube page, 94WIP. Check it out. There are all our video content from across our podcast and shows on the air on WIP. What a night. What an incredible night at the Wells Fargo Center last night as the Sixers find a way. I mean, there's so much to take away from that game. It'll be remembered as the Nick Batum game, the adjustment game by Nick Nurse, the Tobias Harris, you know, soft benching, Joel Embiid not actually healthy, Maxi struggling, but the Sixers found a way. All right, let's start with the positives, and then we'll get to some of the concerns as the Sixers move forward as the seventh seed in the Eastern Conference, and now as the favorite to take down the Knicks in the first round over at FanDuel Sportsbook. They are the favorite. They open as a favorite over the Knicks. It was plus money on New York. It's moved a little bit more towards, minus on both sides. But the Sixers are the favorite to win this series over the New York Knicks. All right, the good last night. The good, obviously, Nick Batum. Unbelievable contributions from a role player who is a winning player. The more you watch Nick Batum play over the course of this season, he just does the little things right. He just does, almost like a combination of a P.J. Tucker, Shane Battier, you know, the Tucker with the toughness and the IQ, Battier with a little skill, you know, wrapped in there. Smart player, really clutch moments last night, and his offense carried the day for the Sixers on a night. Joel was not where the Sixers needed to be, where the zone gave them a lot of trouble. They couldn't shoot it well in the first half. Tyrese Maxey was not himself last night. They needed contribution somewhere. I mean, they really did. Otherwise, they would have been in big trouble. And Batum delivered an incredible game. And then the block at the end on the hero shot. I mean, if that, you know, that last minute or two really could have went sideways again for the Sixers, if not for that block, that defensive play. Nick Batum, the star of the night. All right, for as much as the first half stunk, I give a lot of credit to Nick Nurse for adjusting in the second half of that game, finding a way to beat the zone, directing Maxey to attack the middle of it, and then move the basketball around, because that zone gave the Sixers so much trouble in the first half. So much trouble. They couldn't get anything. It was turnover after turnover after turnover. Joel holding the ball, and then again his pocket picked. I mean, it was rough to watch the Sixers' offense in the first half, but Nurse adjusted. And two things he did. One, I thought he got the team and Joel to realize we got to play without Joel as the lead tonight because he doesn't have it. You know, in years past, the Sixers would just force it at Joel, and then, you know, it's just turnover after turnover after turnover, and they kind of stopped doing that last night. I thought that was creative. I thought taking Tobias Harris out late in the game, inserting Batum, more on the bench, more to Lowry, those are big decisions there by Nick Nurse that I don't think happened to the last coach. And just the adjustment against the zone, I'll just put it as simple as this. The Sixers do not win that game if Doc Rivers is coaching the Mustang. They don't win. They've lost that game a million times. They've lost that game so many times in the postseason. They wouldn't have won that game last night if Doc Rivers was still the coach. Hands down, no question, that's the advantage of having Nick Nurse there. And this team has a little bit of dog in it, a little bit of toughness in it that the teams in recent years have lacked. Like what I liked about P.J. Tucker, obviously he didn't provide anything on offense, but he had dog in him. And this team, I thought in years past, had lacked dog in them in big moments. Tobias not a dog. Joel's not really a dog. You know, Maxey, you know, I think he has a chance to become a dog, and he's got some young puppy in him. But they've lacked dog in them. And they moved on from PJ, obviously. And what they got back, they got some dogs in here. You know, Kelly Oubre's a dog. Nick Batum is more of like a proper dog. You know, not your pit bull, not your one rolling around in the mud, but he's a dog. And obviously, Kyle Lowry, there's your pit bull right there. There's your dog. And I say that with all the love, because I am a pit bull owner. But that's Kyle Lowry. That's a dog right there. You need those guys in the postseason, especially in the Eastern Conference playoffs. It's always been, feels like my entire life, the Eastern Conference playoffs are ugly. They are ugly, ugly, ugly. You need to have dogs. You need skill, but you need dogs. And it's part of why Kevin Garnett was one of my favorite players, because Kevin Garnett combined great skill with full-on dog. I mean, he would bark at people. I mean, literally. He was full-on dog on the court. And he had that. And the Sixers have lacked enough dogs in recent years. They got a dog in Lowry. They got a dog in Batum. They got a dog in Oubre. They've got players that want to roll around in the mud and fight. That's where the Miami Heat specialize. And last night, the Heat mucked up that game. And the Sixers found a way to get out, to find, you know, to do what they had to do to win that game. And it looked ugly early. I mean, it really did. I mean, you watch that game in the first half and you're like, oh my God. Are they really going to go down and get smacked around by the Miami Heat at home and then have to go play the Bulls or the Hawks? And we know now it's the Bulls in a Friday night winner go home play-in game that I tell you I would roll my eyes at even watching or caring about. I guess I would watch it, but caring to be the eight after not being able to take care of business at seven. I mean, that's where they were at. And they were able to rally and do what they had to do to make the plays to win that game. And it's a testament to Nick Nurse. It's a testament to Nick Batum. It's a testament to the guys that they have on the court. And I will give Joel credit for this. Then we'll get to some of the concerns moving forward. Joel Embiid also showed a little dog late in that game because he was more efficient and came up big in the fourth quarter. So Joel didn't let a bad first three and obviously still health issues hamper him from doing what he had to do in the fourth. Hit an open three top of the key. Made a three-point play after a rebound. Had a really, really smart, efficient, quick decision pass down low to Oubre for a layup. Like these are very big moments by Joel Embiid, accounting for, you know, basically right there. There's 8 points in a one-point victory, and this is all in the final, you know, 3-4 minutes of the game last night. He came up big in a big moment for the Sixers. Something that in the past, when he has struggled, he hasn't been able to do. He has shied away from you know, being able to respond. Like, go through box scores in NBA history in the postseason with the great scorers. I mean, you'll see 7-for-23 shooting nights at a LeBron, at a Jordan, at a Kobe. But we forget them if a couple of those shots go in at the end. We don't talk about them because they found a way at the end to win the game. That's where Joel has lacked that ability. Last night, he had it. Is that a good omen? That is. I think that kind of mental toughness they showed last night is a wonderful omen for a potential run moving forward here. It is a wonderful omen because they showed dog in them. They showed the ability to adjust. They showed the courage to sit down a $40 million player. And don't give me he was tired stuff, Nick Nurse. You sat him down because you watched what we watched. He was missing jump shots by 5 feet. You watched what we watched, Nick Nurse. You saw it the same way I did. He couldn't play in that environment. So credit to Nick Nurse. And he could lie if he wants at a press conference or pretend it's about, you know, whatever, minutes and tired and fatigue and all that. Tobias Harris came out of that basketball game last night because the head coach had the courage to take him out of that basketball game and go with the hot hand. I give Nurse credit. I give Embiid credit for the end. I give their dogs credit. And I give them credit for fighting in an ugly game against a team that thrives in ugly environments. All right? So we got all the positives out. We got the excitement out. Now, can we talk about the concerns? Because they're there. The Sixers needed 20 points from Nick Batum, a clutch block late, a Jimmy Butler injury to beat the Miami Heat by one at home. That was not championship basketball from the Sixers. It was win a game, chops from the Sixers, and your role players can win you a game here or there in the postseason, but you need your stars to bring you home. And the stars were very below their standard last night. They just were. And my biggest concern moving forward is Joel Embiid is not right physically. It's always a tell. It's all, and if you know this as well as I do after all these years of the Sixers in the playoffs, it is a tell if all of the broadcasters are talking about Joel Embiid's health. It started in the pregame with Stephen A. Smith talking about why he's taking the heat because of Joel Embiid's physical stature and nature right now. It continued into the game with Doris Burke and Mike Breen and J.J. Redick talking about Joel Embiid. At one point, Doris Burke mentioned that when Joel had his hands on his knees, that he was he was tired during the warm-ups. He was tired during warm-ups. So all that thought we had about a week ago when he came back 2 weeks ago, that he looked better, that he was better. Well, we were either lied to or it was a facade. Because when the going gets tough here, he's not 100%. You could see it. I didn't think he was moving as well as he was a week ago. Now, maybe he retweaked something again. you know, last Friday night. That's why he didn't play in the game Sunday. I don't know. He wasn't busting it up and down the court when the ball got stolen from him once, and he just kind of stood there. He was, early in that game, very, and he does this in the postseason, very reliant his offensive game on the free throw line. Almost like if he didn't get fouled, he wasn't going to make a shot type of thing for a while in that game. So these are all major concerns. And the Knicks are like the Heat. They will ugly it up. They will muck it up. And I have great concern that Joel's body is not going to be capable of giving the Sixers enough over seven games to beat the New York Knicks. I'm concerned. Because what I saw last night was a guy in a one-game spot, just one, with six, you know, what do you have, 5 days off? Last time he played was last Friday. 5 days off to prepare for one game, was tired and was not feeling himself. It's a major, major concern. Another one, you know, is Maxey really ready to be the number two? He didn't look like it last night. That wasn't number two kind of basketball on a championship level. It wasn't. And he's got to be better. I mean, Tyrese Maxey's had some ups and downs in the postseason. We thought maybe this year he had taken that leap. He had graduated. And I think he will play well primarily in the next series against the Knicks. But we got to see it now. Because you look at his postseason career, and this is a trait of smaller guards. When it gets tough and it gets ugly and they have to muck and grind it, they get beat up a little bit. A little physical for those kind of players. Now we'll see if Maxey responds and how he responds against the New York Knicks starting on Saturday. That's a concern. Little concern on Nick Nurse needing a half to adjust. The team needing a half to adjust. And they did miss open shots. Perhaps I have no concern over Nurse if they made open shots and made some shots in the first half. I do love Nurse. I think he's a very he's a tremendous coach. And he gives them an advantage on the sideline. Just did take a little while to adjust. It's almost like, why wasn't that a pregame emphasis? They're going to go zone. That confused me a little bit. But Embiid's the biggest concern. His health stands above. Two, Maxey didn't show out as a number two. Three, do they win that game if Butler doesn't get hurt kind of early in the game? I don't know. It felt like that, and you know, he grinned and bared it early on after the injury, Jimmy, and he made the free throw shots and whatnot. But then once the stiffness set in, and the reports as I record this is we're talking about an MCL injury, as the stiffness set in, he was almost non-existent in their offense. You know, their rookie from UCLA was doing a lot of the work, and they were just trying to piecemeal it together with Hero, making shots. But they were missing Jimmy. I mean, he was a ghost out there in the second half. So, you know, you're not going to have that luck every night. You know, I doubt the Sixers are going to be able to have Jalen Brunson just disappear from games, health permitting. So my concern is they're going to go play a better version of the Heat now in the New York Knicks, a healthier version of a star in Brunson compared to Butler. They do not have home court in this series. They are going to be expected to win, which puts a little pressure on them, even though they're the seventh seed and the Knicks are the two. My primary concern, though, is Joel Embiid. Joel Embiid's health and the idea that they needed the role players to carry them to beat Miami. Role players could take a game or two for you in a series. They're not going to win you the series. It's going to be on Joel. It's going to be on Maxey. Maxey, I crossed my fingers. This was one tough night in what's been an all-star season. But Joel, I hold my breath because Joel Embiid didn't look right. They were talking about it, hands on his knees. He doesn't look where we need him to be physically. That's the Groundhog Day portion of it. They won a game they almost never win. That was the new and fresh and something maybe potentially special element of this group. They were mentally tough, which this group has never been before. This, you know, franchise has never been in this, you know, recent run. They looked mentally tough. They had an edge on the sideline. They made adjustments. I loved all of that, but it keeps coming back to the one guy. The common denominator is Joel Embiid is never physically right and can't give you the physical dominance of the regular season in the postseason. He's got until Saturday to get himself together. I think this thing against the Knicks is going to be a long physical series that goes seven. Can Joel hold up and give them what they need over a course of a long series? I'm very skeptical after watching last night. I'm encouraged by the mentality. I'm encouraged by the coach. I'm encouraged by the role players. I love Nick Batum, but I would be lying if I said I'm not completely and totally skeptical of Joel Embiid being able to give them what they need to go beat the New York Knicks. But what a night at Wells Fargo Center. What a night for the Sixers. They get a major victory to avoid the Celtics. They give themselves a chance, and they showed some fight and tenacity and toughness and just, you know, kind of a mental fortitude that we hadn't seen from this team in the postseason. The Nick Batum night. will remember it for a very, very long time here in Philadelphia. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following WIP Daily. A lot more to come here. Sixers officially in the playoffs. Philly's got themselves a sweep. We're 1 week from the NFL draft. It is one of my favorite times of the year in sports. Hope everyone enjoys it. Appreciate listening, subscribing, following the podcast. You want to reach out? Joe Giglio Sports, Twitter, Instagram, or, of course, email me, joe.giglio@odyssey.com. Thanks so much for listening.